Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath, and then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. Today's episode is Your Credit Score Questions Answered, Part 2. I'll continue to answer your burning questions on this subject. We had so many of them that we could not get all of this in last week. So I had somebody ask me a very intriguing question. How can my college-aged son or daughter establish credit responsibly? Now, most of us, if you know, we've got young people in our lives, especially just starting out, we don't want them to start their financial life off on the wrong foot. We don't want that to happen with a lot of debt. I hate to see college age young adults graduate and, you know, as soon as they get a job, they're burdened with a lot of debt, whether it's student loan debt, credit card debt, car payments, etc. It's not a good way to start your young adulthood. So if your son or daughter doesn't plan on borrowing any money, do they even need to establish credit? Well, actually, they do. Why is that? Well, if your son or daughter plans on renting an apartment, they're going to need some credit history. Employers do credit checks, and it's also important for insurance premiums. If your child has zero credit, could actually affect them in a negative manner. So how can we establish some credit without getting in trouble? One thing that I suggest to people in this situation, and you know, this can also be applied to folks who maybe filed bankruptcy several years ago and they're trying to reestablish some positive credit history, is a secured credit card. Essentially, what a secured credit card is, you go to the bank and you deposit a certain amount of money, and they will put a freeze on that money. So let's say, for example, you put $1,000 in the bank. They put a freeze on that money so you can't get it out, but they issue you a credit card with a $1,000 credit limit. So then you can go and, you know, put gas, maybe, you know, have some small charges on that every month and, you know, pay that in full or carry a very small balance from month to month. You don't want to go and max it out because that actually would negatively impact your credit. One of the things that that creditors look at, and when it comes to calculating your FICO score, is that you don't want to have too much and use the full amount of credit because that reflects as you being irresponsible. One of the local credit unions in my area, it's called L&N Credit Union, they have a very interesting product. And it is called, I want to say it's called like a credit building loan, but you're actually not borrowing money. What it is you go in and you sign an agreement with them that you are going to deposit a certain amount of money every month. So it's almost like a savings account. So you send them monthly payments, but those monthly payments are going into a savings account. And so if you say, I want to save $100 a month for 2 years, and you sign this agreement with them, they actually report to the credit union that you are abiding by your agreement and you are sending them payments of $100 a month. But the cool thing is, at the end of the 2 years, you don't have any debt. You actually have a savings account. So, you know, I don't know if this is something that is starting to permeate through credit unions all over the country, but I certainly think that that is a very awesome way to build your credit because you're not going into any debt at all. So those are two ways. The secured credit card is probably the most common, and typically I'll tell people, you know, deposit $1,000, put your gas on it, you know, pay it off in full, maybe carry a small balance from month to month every once in a while just to make sure when the credit bureaus are hitting and checking those accounts that there is some balance on it, that it's not a zero balance, and that will start to create some positivity and establish some credit for someone who has either been in a bad situation and trying to recover or someone who's just starting out. The other question I got was, if I have a low credit score, should I hire someone for credit repair? My answer for that's pretty easy, no. You can do this yourself by becoming financially healthy. As you begin to pay down your debts and get a more reasonable amount of debt versus your equity and your income, your credit score is going to naturally improve. The one thing I do want to caution you is when you are deciding that you're going to pay off all of your debts, and in the past I have talked about doing that via the debt snowball, the one thing I don't recommend is I do not recommend that you close all of your credit card accounts at the same time, because that can actually cause a very big drop in your credit score. What I recommend is cut up your credit cards, don't use them, and start paying off on the smallest one first. When that one is paid in full, then close that one, and then go on to the second one. It's much better for your credit score if you close the accounts once they're paid off one at a time, rather than closing all of the accounts at the same time. Now, the other thing that you want to do is you want to be checking your credit report and disputing any errors that might be on it. So what you want to do is go to annualcreditreport.com, and you can either pull one of the three credit reports every 4 months, or you can actually pull all three of them at the same time. And you can do that once a year. So you can basically get a free credit report from each of the three credit reporting agencies once a year. And you want to do that because you want to make sure that something is not being misreported or that your identity is not being stolen, which we'll talk about here in a minute. The other thing you want to do with if you have a low credit score and you want to improve it, is you want to make sure that you're only using 20 to 30% of the limits on your credit cards. Because once you start getting over that amount, then that's actually going to look bad for you. So becoming financially healthy is going to naturally improve your credit score. It's just like when you improve your physical health by eating better and by exercising, it's going to naturally bring your body weight into a healthy range. It's the same thing with your credit score. The other question I recently received is, should I purchase identity theft protection? Yes, I do believe that you should do this. You just want to make sure that it is the right kind of identity theft protection. You want something with credit recovery services or credit restoration services, not just credit monitoring. Personally, I use Xander Insurance, which is recommended by Dave Ramsey. They have a fabulous identity theft protection insurance. It's very inexpensive. It's only $75 a year per individual or $145 a year for a family. and you can actually pay this monthly. So it's a very small amount on a monthly basis. Now, one thing you have to understand is if your credit is stolen and somebody does something bad, that you don't have to pay for those mistakes, whether you have identity theft protection or not, because nobody can truly prevent identity theft 100%. There are things that you can do to minimize your risk, but there's so much information out there that is being kept on all of us. And, you know, we've heard a lot of these things in the news here lately with, you know, breaches with Target, breaches with health insurance companies, and our information being out there floating around. So please know that if somebody steals your identity, that you are not responsible to pay those debts that they may or may not have charged up in your name. However, the important thing that identity theft protection with the credit recovery services provides you is that they clean up the mess for you. They basically, on your behalf, go and resolve the issues that, on average, if somebody gets their credit stolen, it can take up to 200 hours to straighten everything out, even though you have zero responsibility. So we say time is money, and oh my gosh, that is a lot of time. So that is really going to protect you. And the thing you need to keep in mind also is that every 2 seconds, somebody's identity is stolen. So you want to have this identity theft protection available. The other thing I like about Xander is that they also have $1 million in protection. So if somebody takes money out of your account, that they will replace that money. So for $75 a year for an individual or $145 a year for a family, to me, I just think that this is a no-brainer to have this coverage in place. And no, I am not being paid to plug Xander. I just think they have a fabulous product. Because if you or somebody you know has dealt with this, you know, not only is it very frustrating, but it is time consuming. And, you know, on top of the fact that your identity has been stolen, if you've got money missing or, you know, they have ruined your credit, you know, you've got the stress on top of the time of fighting with the banks and trying to convince them that this was not you and trying to clean that up. So it's good to have somebody on your side that can be the advocate. And obviously this is what they do full time. So they are, you know, they know how to do this. So sometimes it does pay to have these types of coverage in order to protect you. All right, so that is all we have for today. I just want to remind those listeners who are in the greater Cincinnati area that my budgeting for the small business owner workshop will be held on April 21st at 1 p.m. This class will help both business owners and commission salespeople budget with a variable income and figure out how to smooth out their monthly cash flow. So if this is you, you can register to attend the class on my website, christinelucan.com, and click on the events tab. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, have a great week.